The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Time now to say hello to our pal Dave Richards, CBS Sports Fantasy Football expert. Delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. Dave, happy week 14 to you, sir.
Welcome to the best and worst week of fantasy football in the season. It's the best because there are a lot of teams clamoring for the playoffs,
right?
A lot of competition in a lot of leagues. If your leagues are like mine, there's like 9 teams out of 12 that are in playoff contention in all of my leagues. It's crazy.
But there's also, six teams.
Sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks because the Commanders are on bye, yep. The Ravens are on bye, Broncos, Texans, Colts are on bye, the Patriots are on bye, but nobody really cares about that. This is a tough week, and
if
you weren't prepared for it, man, you're going to be – I kind of hate to think about what's on the waiver wire if you look now to try and add players.
There's nothing.
So hopefully you got ahead of it.
There's nothing. Why did the NFL wait so long to have 16 bye week?
I've asked the question before. Last year, there were only 2 teams. Commanders were one of them last year. That was on bye in week 14. But there were only 2. Now it's 6. It's kind of BS. I think the league needs to know about it.
It's ridiculous. All right. I got a few questions, actually. I'll go through them quick. Mayfield or Winston?
Baker. Still over Jameis.
Okay.
Don't mind the matchup one bit. And Winston does have a pretty low floor. I mean, this is the Steelers' defense that we're talking about.
All right, Kittle or Otten?
Oh, that's not even a question. It's Kittle.
He sucks. He ain't doing anything. All right, I need two. the Niners' offense blows now. All right, and I need 2 of these 4.
They're going to bounce back this week.
Okay, I need 2 of these 4. Garrett Wilson, Jameson Williams, Devontae, Waddle.
All right, so you know it's bad when Devontae is the slam dunk answer.
Oof.
And if it's half PPR or non-PPR,
it's all PPR.
Williams.
It's all PPR.
It's full PPR?
Yep.
I guess Garrett Wilson's the right call. Mm. But listen to this, man. Like, Garrett Wilson in his last 4 games, only 8 targets that traveled 10 or more air yards downfield, and he's caught 1 of them. It's a mess right
Gross.
Now.
Between they suck.
Him
yeah.
and Aaron Rodgers. And the offensive line is a problem, too. That offensive line in New York is going to be an issue. And the Dolphins might be getting stronger in their pass rush
right.
if Bradley Chubb comes back this week. And Jalen Ramsey could be on Garrett Wilson. So I am very nervous about G-Dub coming through.
And then last question, do you think that Kansas City will start getting Pacheco more involved? He had 7 carries for 45 yards. Not bad, but they just didn't give him a lot of carries.
This is typical Andy Reid operating procedure where a player comes back from injury, he lets him get his feet wet, kind of a part-time role, and then the week after that, he just throws him right into the deep end. Pacheco should be good to go.
And then, so Pacheco over Chubb?
Oh, without question.
Okay. All right. That's it for me.
I've got one, Dave. Kyler Murray or
The other guy.
The guy who he's facing. No, it's Russell Wilson.
They're back-to-back in my rankings. I really don't love the matchup for either one. I do have Kyler one spot ahead of Russell Wilson just because we know that he's capable of delivering with his legs, certainly more so than Russ. And I know Russ had that big game last week. That was a total surprise. When these teams meet, the Browns, the Steelers, I don't expect it to be a big-time shootout for both teams. I think the Steelers are going to try and run the ball as much as they can. Najee's been playing really well. And I'm a little worried about Russell Wilson getting to like even 18 fantasy points. That seems to be a safe bet and a safe floor for Kyler Murray, even though he's been just wretched over the past couple of weeks.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067, the MGM National Hardware Lister lines. People have lots of questions lined up for Dave.
All right, let's go to Walter in Herndon. Hey, Walter, you're on with Dave Richard.
Yeah, I'm also on with the Junkies. Hi, Cakes, and oh my gosh, you're my favorite guys listening all the time. But Dave, I have this nightmare. It's like Cakes when he picked up Tennessee at 3 a.m. I got to know, can I play Travis Etienne? Can I drop him? What do? I dropped Chuba Hubbard for Tank Bigsby. That didn't work.
That's not a great move. That's brutal, actually.
No, listen, man. Etienne makes me nervous. That whole Jaguars offense makes me nervous, despite what they did last week. And Tennessee's defense did get stomped by the Commanders. There's no doubt about it. I think they bounce back. Not that this is a tough bounce-back matchup for them. I think if you expect like 6 or 7 points from Travis Etienne, you'll get it. But that's it. I would rather start Chuba Hubbard, who you cannot start because you cut him for Tank Bigsby. Nice job.
Man, that sucks. Good luck to you, sir.
I was back on week one, just so you know. Yeah. I don't look like an idiot.
All right.
Okay, that's a little more reasonable.
I may have also dropped Chuba in the league after two duds early, but I didn't want to spotlight it.
Let's go to Pastor Jacques. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Hey, good. Jacques.
Good.
Hey, Dave, so it's a half-point PPR. One of these three guys, Juwan Jennings, Ladd McConkey, if he plays, or Rashad White. I know they've all got question marks. And are you hearing anything about Chris Olave? He's on my IR spot, and he's got a great playoff schedule. But any word on whether he's coming back? It's been mum's the word so far.
I haven't heard a thing on Chris Olave, so just keep him parked in the IR spot while you can. And Rashad White is someone I just do not want to start. He's more of a desperation starter at this point. Bucky Irving has taken over that backfield in Tampa Bay. And we called this like 3-4 weeks ago on our podcast. I said that he was the best buy low. Bucky Irving was the best buy low that you could get, and it's turned out to be true. McConkey's also one of those guys that turned out to be a great buy low. He is a little injury prone, man. He's not a big dude, but when he's out there playing, he's going to get a ton of targets. And this Chargers offense, it's slipping outside of McConkey. They really need him badly. I would sit White if you've got all three of those players available to you.
All right, good luck, Jock.
Thanks, bud. All right, let's go to Larry, Myrtle Beach. Larry, north or south, Myrtle?
North, please. All no right. way going south.
South. South's trash. I made that mistake.
Yes, sir. Yes. No. Living in North Myrtle, it's awesome.
Yeah. Jealous.
So, Dave, you'll appreciate this comment. So, it's a loser goes home match today. If I win, I make the playoffs. If I lose, then I go to the consolation. So, I need to know Murray or Goff.
I go with Goff. I'm expecting a high-scoring game between the Lions and the Packers. And the usual game script for Detroit is they put up some points, they run for a bunch of touchdowns, and then they let their defense seal the victory. Their defense is beat up right now, especially up front. And I think the Packers are going to be able to match them on the scoreboard, if not outscore them, if you smell what I'm cooking. And so I think it's going to force Jared Goff to throw the ball a little bit more. And this isn't the toughest matchup for him. Believe it or not, I've got him sixth in my rankings this week. Oof. I like him more than Mahomes. I like him more than Jameis. I like him more than Caleb Williams. I definitely like him more than Kyler Murray.
All right. Fire him up.
All right,
Goff
buddy.
Goes in the lineup.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go. Rick, Potomac Falls. What's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Yeah, I'm going with Pacheco, Najee Harris, or McConkey in a full PPR. And it's CeeDee Lamb.
You can only start one of those guys? That's tough if it's only one of those guys. I'm going to go with okay, even better. This is where, I'm excited about Isaiah Pacheco coming back. But if I don't have to wedge him into my lineup, I'm not going to. And this is where I would start Najee Harris ahead of him. And if Ladd McConkey's healthy, practices all week, all that stuff, then I think he's good to go with Najee. Pacheco would be the sit here. I don't mind him as a start, but you just have two better options.
All right, let's go to Bernard in D.C. Hey, Bernard, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's going on? I need two at the wide receiver spot. Shakir, Keenan Allen, or Hopkins?
I'm sitting Hopkins of those three. And he's a stud. We all know and love him, but I just don't. I think last week is kind of what you should expect from him every week. And that was like 13 full PPR points, something like that. Not bad, but there's more upside with Shakir, especially against the Rams. Their secondary isn't very good. And Keenan Allen's been on fire for Chicago.
Mm.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Jess in Aldi. Hey, Jess.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Dave, I picked up Guarendo, the San Francisco running back, with McCaffrey out. I've got him slotted in the flex spot. I'm wondering if what his outlook is and if I should start Addison. It's over him in the flex spot. It's a PPR.
No, I'm good to go with Guarendo. We're talking about the lead running back in the 49ers backfield. This is an offense that has long produced out of nowhere studs. Jordan Mason was an out of nowhere stud. And if you think before they got Christian McCaffrey about the guys like Elijah Mitchell and I don't know. I'd have to go back and think about it a little bit more. But tons of guys have really played well in this scheme. And this is where I think Guarendo fits in. He's very fast. He's big, too. He knows how to make his cuts. He knows how to read his linemen in front of him. And it's a favorable matchup against Chicago. Here's the cherry on top. There have been just three games this year where a 49ers running back has not had 15-plus touches in a game. So that's the floor for Guarendo. As long as he stays healthy in the game, I expect him to play on running downs. I expect him to be the goal line guy. We've even seen him catch a couple passes. Maybe he does a little bit of that too. But I think he jumps right in as a number two running back this week. Glad you got him.
Hey, Dave, before the speed round, can I trust Caleb Williams?
I think he's going to end up being okay this week, just not great. I've got him as a low-end starter. That 49ers defense is going to get healthy. And they're ticked off, man. They've lost a couple of ugly games. I think that they bounce back as long as they are healthy. And Caleb kind of struggles a little bit. I know everybody's excited about the fantasy points he put up last week. He took some backward steps in that game against Detroit. Didn't look quite like the same guy he did the two games prior.
All right, now it is time for the speed round. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones allowed. And don't disrespect Dave's advice, especially during the holidays.
Dave.
Definitely don't do that, Case.
Yeah, don't do it.
All right, let's go. Tim Stafford, speed round, go!
Full point PPR, Smith and Jigba, or Devontae Smith?
JSN.
Andre, Temple Hill, speed round, go!
Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, or Will Levis?
Would you believe the answer is Will Levis?
I would.
Eric Orange, speed round, go!
PPR, Love and Watson, or Purdy and Debo? Which stack?
I like the Packers stack.
Go to Rob, speed round, go!
Half PPR, Njoku, or Laporta?
David Njoku, please.
Carlos, speed round, go!
Cousins, Geno, or Carr?
Yuck, yuck, and yuck. Man, you can't go and get Jameis off the waiver wire or something that like that, or even Will Levis. I would start Will Levis over all those guys, but if you can't do that, I guess Geno's your answer, man. Good luck.
Louis, speed round, go!
Devontae Adams or Najee Harris?
Najee.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
Let's go. John Bristow, speed round, go!
No.
No. We can't end on that note. But thank God we have John the Papa. He's back.
He is back after a brief respite.
John.
Hello, Dave. I'm in a PPD league, Dave. That's points per dryness. What's drier, the Pistons and Stevie Bickle's engine, or Drav's luscious, all-natural lips?
That's a good question.
Pretty good one.
It did say from the mechanic, dipstick dry.
I think the engine is drier because Drab is taking steps to medicate his
moisten.
I can't look away. It's gotten bigger.
Oh,
it looks like, you know how they have like the spot on Jupiter, the big red spot on Jupiter. Yeah. That's what his lip looks like.
I mean, listen, I don't know what it is, but it does look like the world's biggest herpes.
You can see it all the way from there, can't you?
Of course you can. Who cares? You guys act like you have no blemishes ever. It happens. It's winter.
Okay, defensive.
Hey, he's got his Aquaphor.
He's just had herpes. What do you mean? You want me to not have a retort for that?
I don't know. Herpes. You might have herpes. A lot of people have regular herpes. Well,
I kissed a toilet seat with Valdez's duty on it. I might.
I'm sorry you have to be party to this conversation. We're going to let you go.
Listen, this is a good public service announcement for everybody out there. It's cold, and you got to put something on your list.
This is true. Yeah,
stop kissing toilets.
Dave, how many of your leagues will you make the playoffs in? What percentage?
I'm in contention in 10 of 13, so jeez. I'm going to say 10.
Very nice. Excellent.
Unbelievable.
All right, Dave. Well, best of luck.
Can I just hire you next year to be my fantasy GM?
I'm sure you could.
You could do all my drafts. I'll pay you.
There is a price for that, yes. Yeah.
Of course there's a price, but I'd pay you.
Dave's a hired gun.
Yeah.
Or could be.
All right.
Does all your moves.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks,
we'll talk
that's
next
different
week,
than drafts.
Go kick butt this week, guys.
Let's good do luck. It.
Hey,
it's time.
Drab. In the back of your mind, you triggered something. In the back of your mind, have you been thinking, I wonder if I got this from kissing the toilet?
No, be honest. This happens every year.
To you.
Dude, I have massive lips. It's butt dry outside.
Does your wife get upset?
No, she would have to kiss these lips to
be
upset.
She's very caring.
She don't care. She doesn't even notice.
She didn't even look at you.
No.
Yeah. All right, so we have a normal marriage.
Yeah.
Unlike Kate.
I just think it's funny because a few weeks ago, Drab was saying, nobody needs to put Aquaphor on their lips every day.
Now he realizes.
Now he's got it in his pocket.
Lip maintenance, very important during the winter months.
Which Simplex is it?
Yeah.
He's probably got the one. Right? Two is the one that's a little bit arcing.
Is it? I don't know.
I think two's the one on your Johnson.
I don't know. It's not on my Johnson.
Hey, try. Here's parlay this into an endorsement. Go to sales and say,
I need Aquaphor.
I need a lip balm endorsement.
All right.
Let's monetize this thing. All right. When we come back, we will talk some Washington Capitals hockey with Nick Dowd. He will join us coming up next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's coming to you on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. I believe we're joined now by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. Dowder,
up,
good morning.
Fellas? How are we doing?
What's up?
Doing well, man. How are you? So, Sweet Home Alabama is playing in the background, and we have Brian Robinson
on.
It
sounds so good, too.
It does. It sounds great. And B-Rob from the Commanders is on with us every week, and he was considering using that as his walk-up song, but I guess he didn't want to step on your toes. But you would share. You're a sharing type of guy.
Oh, God, I would be honored. I would be honored to share.
Yeah, you guys are both Alabama guys. All right, maybe we'll have to pass that
on. Are you a Commanders fan?
Oh yeah, of course. Got to be a Commanders fan. Plus, they're killing it this year.
Yeah, but were you? I'm sure. Did he mention this? I'm sure. I know we talked about this before. Were you a big Bama football fan?
No. So both my brothers went to Auburn. So we were a War Eagle family.
I have friends that do that. They do the War Eagle bit all the time. I'm sorry. I'm ignorant. I host a sports show. I don't really understand it. What's the derivation of War Eagle?
I mean, I'm sure Dowder can tell you. He's a War Eagle
guy.
Where'd
it come from?
Yeah, what's that come from?
Well, I'm probably going to mess this up, and there's going to be sports fans out there that are going to call in and complain. But, I'm going to preface this. I can say that we're not a crazy diehard football family. Both my parents are from England, and my brothers just decided to go to Auburn. So then, by choice, we are now a Auburn fan and not an Alabama fan. But from what I heard from my brother, what it came from, and this could be totally wrong because I haven't looked it up, was that a veteran from the Army used to go to the game, and he had a I guess he had a had an eagle. I don't know. He brought an eagle with him or something at some point to the game, and during the kickoff, it would fly up and fly around. Again, this could be totally made up. I was young when my brother told me this. Like, this could be,
That's fine.
He would get up, the eagle would fly around, and then I guess it, thank you, that was nice.
Yeah.
And then it died right at center field, and so they call it War Eagle.
Tragic. That's a tragic end for that eagle. But, I guess if it loves Auburn football, it wants to die at midfield, right
it
on does. The logo.
It did. It died doing what it loved.
That's true. You gotta love that.
Hey, Dowder, before we talk about the team and on ice, I thought it was very cool what you did when you teamed up with Charlie Lindgren with his charity. Your charity is Dowd's Crowd. His is Lindy's Lineup, where you brought some local kids out from So Kids Soar for an adaptive skate out at MedStar Iceplex. Oh, yeah. You did that a couple days ago, where these kids get a chance to come out and experience what it's like to skate if they're disabled, and some of them do it on sleds, some of them do it on chairs. And EB and I went out, I want to say this is like 10 or 11 years ago, and we tried the, like, the veterans do it on the sleds.
Oh, that was hard, man.
If they don't have use of their legs. And it was really hard. Like, yeah. I couldn't believe how difficult it was. So talk about that event and how you helped brighten these kids' lives with this cool event you did out at MedStar.
Yeah, well, I think I'd have to start by saying I think me and Chucky got more out of it than they did. I mean, we were loving it. We were all smiles, and you know, seeing those kids with that many challenges that they face at a young age, whether it be disabilities or sensory issues or autism, you know, any type of thing that they're going through, and then they get on the ice and they're having the time of their life. And I mean, it was amazing to see. But yeah, it was great. I mean, Chucky and I teamed up. He obviously has his foundation, Lindy's Lineup. I have Dallas Crowd. They're kind of, you know, they do different things, but they're in the same vein with helping children that have some sort of disability, or in my case, a sensory need or autism, enjoy hockey, whether or not that be come to a game or in this case come and you know, learn to skate a little bit and get on the ice maybe for the first time. So it was great. We actually did it yesterday. It went for about a little bit over an hour. We had 60 families. So it was awesome. I mean, we spent the whole time on the ice with these kids hanging out, you know, pushing kids around, signing autographs, and the kids were awesome. I mean, they sometimes, you know, for some of them, it was like their sixth or seventh time getting on the ice. For others, it was their first. And it was an incredible experience. I mean, I think we got more out of it than what we tried to put into it, just because, I mean, these kids are just so grateful to be there. So
that's awesome. Very cool. So, getting to the team now, how inspiring is it for you and your teammates when you see Ovi, who broke a bone in his leg like two and a half weeks ago, that he's already out skating around? You know, he's not in team drills or in practices yet, but he's got his skates on, he's skating around the ice in a warm-up suit, and you guys must be feeling like, hey, he's not coming back like for this road trip, but it can't be that far off that he's going to be back on the ice with us.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's obviously really encouraging to see any guy come back from injury a little bit earlier than what, you know, you might anticipate. Ovi's an animal, so, I mean, it doesn't surprise me one bit that he's already back trending in that direction, and he's already touching the ice. I mean, you know, so, yeah, it's great. It's big for our team. I think, obviously, O is our captain. He was on a bit of a tear before he got injured. So to have him back is a big, you know, emotional moves for the team. And then also it's, you know, it's great for a lineup, right? Great for scoring. And then you got to have your captain back in the lineup, right? That's always a huge help. So
give us a little insight into Ovi. Nothing too personal, but is he, because he's incredible at hockey. He's an absolute machine. He doesn't, what else is he like great at? Is he great at anything else? He doesn't strike me as a gamer. I've seen him play golf. It looks terrible. Yeah. I'm sure he could booze.
I think he's pretty good at like the pregame,
the juggling thing, juggle line
yeah, or circle, yeah, whatever
good.
It is.
He's good at soccer. He's actually really good at soccer. Yeah, yeah, that's probably. I mean, he's an animal, so he's good at a lot of things. You know, I can't say that enough, but I definitely say you know, really, really, really good at soccer. You know, does he bend the rules a little bit? Maybe.
Yeah.
But you know, it's okay. He's probably earned that right, being that this is his 20th year in the National.
Right. He doesn't play video games though, right? He doesn't strike me as a video game guy.
I don't know. I don't think he plays too much. I know that they got into Call of Duty. Some guys got into Call of Duty a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, this was back in COVID when we couldn't see each other. So.
Right.
But I haven't heard much about that lately. But yeah, I'd probably say. I mean, sports in general. He's, you know, I mean, I think if you ask him, I'm pretty sure he's got a hole in one. So.
He does?
No, if you ask him, he'd tell you.
Oh, he'd tell you. What about tennis? Yeah. Have you ever seen it? Or you guys play pickleball like in your, like just goofing around?
I mean, I play pickleball in the summer. I absolutely love it. Yeah. But I haven't seen, I've never seen, I think I was pretty good at tennis too, actually.
Hey, are you like a finesse guy when it comes to pickleball? Or are you like a banger? Are you just ripping the ball?
I started out as a banger, right? Like right, I think everyone does. Like, okay. You know, you just go back and forth.
Sure.
And then I started realizing that, you know, once you start playing better guys, they start putting balls in locations where you're like, how did I not get that?
Right,
you know, and then,
right.
So I kind of try to translate my game a little bit, but you know, as I am on the ice, kind of just got to stick to grinding sometimes.
Gotcha. Speaking of on the ice, last game you scored your 7th goal of the season. Unfortunately, the game didn't end the way you guys wanted. How do you feel how you guys are playing as a team right now?
Well, I mean, I think as a team overall, when you look at the season,
guys are awesome.
I think we're playing really well. I think we're accomplishing a lot of stuff we want to do within the game and then within the last, you know, 24, 25 games. I think so too. But you know, last game was not our best. I think we left a lot to be desired. I think that game, despite not playing well in the first or the second, that game was still very much in reach for us to win. And I just think we didn't perform well enough to win that hockey game. I mean, we haven't dug into it yet. Yesterday was a bit of a mixed optional practice. I'm sure we'll get into it today a little bit, straighten some things out. But the good thing is that I think we all know exactly why we lost that game. You know, every now and then you're going to get beat by good hockey teams regardless of how well you play. You know, and San Jose played well enough to win that hockey game, no question. Right. And I just think that we got away from our identity that we had been playing with and that we've created over these last 25 games. We just got away from that. And, you know, generally when that happens, you're not going to like the outcome. So,
Doubter, is it like a natural, just human element for a professional athlete to get more pumped up for the really good teams and just kind of take the bad teams for granted? Or am I on another planet?
No, you're not on another planet, but I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say the San Jose Sharks are a bad team. I think that, are they rebuilding? Yeah. Are there other teams rebuilding? For sure. But hockey, there's more parity in hockey, I think, than any sport. I think that any team on any given night could beat anybody. And I think that, you know, you definitely get, is it different playing a Pittsburgh Penguins on a Friday night as opposed to playing like an LA, you know, Kings or the Dallas Stars or you know, a San Jose Sharks, a team, I'm talking referencing teams that are out west that you don't see all the time.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think so. But speaking of that's why we are professional athletes, the best in our trade and mature, you know, we have a mature veteran group because we understand that, this might be a Tuesday night versus a Western Conference team that we don't see often. But even more so, that's when you got to buckle down and be mature about it and play well and win that hockey game. So,
Doubter, tell us about the challenges of back-to-back roadies, which you have this Friday and Saturday. You take on Toronto Friday, the Canadiens Saturday. But then after that, you get 4 days off. Like, there aren't that many spots in the schedule where you guys get 4 days off to get rest and recuperate until your next game. So back-to-backers and then a little bit of rest heading into the Columbus road date next Thursday.
Yeah, I think, we weren't thrilled with our outcome versus Toronto last time we played them. I think we were up 2-3-1 at one point. I think we ended up losing that, where we definitely ended up losing that game. You know, so I think that's something to remember for us. I mean, this is a really high level hockey team. They were also missing some of their top players at that time when we played them. But this is going to be, this will be a tough road trip. I think it's always important to try and get off to a great start on the opening game of back to back. You know, especially going into Montreal, that's always a big game, regardless of where either team sits in the standings. They're going to be a tough team to play in their building. They always are. But yeah, it just feels like we've been playing back-to-backs all year, to be honest. So I think at this point, we're just, you know, I think that's just the normals.
I'm curious about something you mentioned before. You mentioned the optional skate, the optional practice. Is there ever a time where you show up and it's like just two guys there? Like, how does that work?
Well, everyone shows up. So it's never, it's
so everybody
never
has to show up.
It's like, yeah, right. It's never one of those things where you like show up and, oh, it's like, yeah, I decided to come in today because it was optional. Like that, you know, that's how it works mainly, is you get notified that it's optional. You get notified that it's optional and, you know, you got to come into the rink and you have the opportunity to skate or you have the opportunity to, you know, take the option and get some treatment, roll out,
gotcha.
Stretch, do whatever you need to. And it's basically, you know, any coach will, the old saying is, you know, get what you need and you know, and then get out of here. So some guys skate, some guys feel that, you know, I need to get out there and touch the ice. I need to touch the puck. I need to, you know, work on my game a little bit, whatever. Some guys think, well, absolutely not. Like, I got to save my legs, and you know, I don't need to skate today. So,
well, Doubter, best of luck on that Canadian double dip, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
That's Thank you, buddy.
Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. He joins us every single week here on the show. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Post Malone and Jelly Roll for their concert coming up at Northwest Stadium in June of 2025. Keep listening for your chance to win because it's coming up soon. Hey, you greedy prize pigs. At the end of this segment, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Post Malone with Jelly Roll, the big ass stadium tour. So keep listening for your chance to win those. That's coming up at the end of the segment. Also, a brief reminder, friendly reminder.
Mm.
The Junkies Holiday Drinking Show. Put it on your calendar. Do it right now. Do it 5 minutes ago. Friday, December 20th is the date. 6 until 10 a.m. We're taking the show on the road. Bet MGM Sportsbook at MGM National Harbor. You want to be there in person to watch everything go down. Friday, December 20th, we hope to see you there in the sportsbook.
Right.
We're going to be up on
stage. It's going
to be fun. It's going to be a fantastic time. Lots of guests. Just
early cocktails.
Start the weekend early with the Junks. Friday, December 20th.
So earlier in the show, I told you that I had maybe the most cogent, the most lucid conversation I've ever had with Roger.
Yeah,
I was over there. He was cleaning up the coffee thing. And
he loves to do that, by the way. That's his baby.
I bet your house is, you know what, against all odds, I bet your house is spotless. Is your house spotless? Are you like Lurch? You walk around with a little handy, little mini vac everywhere?
Well, do a little vacuuming, you know? Be a little bit of vacuuming.
Do you have
here
a pet? You have a pet?
Nah.
No, I actually find that hard to believe, given the amount of junk which is just thrown around the hallways here.
Are you junky or are you clean? Like, is your house a poop show, or is it nice and neat?
Is it cluttered? You have clutter.
It's nice and neat?
Yeah.
I believe
it. You don't have cable boxes just laying around, which yesterday we had to take a picture, and we just...
Is he the prime offender?
Well, you want to hear some good news?
Oh, Tom.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got rid of all the cable boxes yesterday.
Finally.
Yeah. You did.
The Verizon guy, I rolled the cart over to him. I said, can you take all these today?
Right.
Maybe it is, Tom. There's like three pieces of equipment. To me, they just look like old VCRs that are on top of, there's kind of a green room / office for Valdez and Drab. Sat there for months.
I don't even notice it. You notice that stuff? I don't even.
It bothers him.
This is a critical question for Roger. Yeah. Do you have like a 45-foot like radio tower in your backyard?
I thought you were going somewhere else.
You don't?
No tower there, no.
You're not like a ham radio guy?
No, this is shocking news. I thought a lot of people would have one.
By the way, he just got back from Singapore, and where else did you go? Singapore?
Philippines.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
He basically toured the entire Far East.
Well, I said his family's. You got family there.
That is family in Philippines.
Where did you meet your bride?
Over in Maryland, in Green.
What does that mean, over in Maryland?
At a TV station, didn't he?
Over at a TV station.
Oh, she worked with you.
Yeah.
Is she also an engineer?
She's not really an engineer, but she was familiar with TV. You know,
she liked news.
The TV tech.
She's a news babe.
The people that do editing. Oh, okay. You know.
She was familiar with TV. I don't really quite.
I mean, she was a tech.
I'm familiar with TV, but I'm not. She's like
Annie Mae.
Well, you could do. Let's put it this way: take like edits, video edits.
Uh-huh.
She would do that
and schedule programs.
So kind of like Mike Moore.
How did you woo her? Like, what did you do? Do you know what I mean by woo her?
Cast your spell on her.
Yeah, yeah. How did you woo her?
I just said, want to go out to dinner or something like that, you know?
And what'd she say?
Where was your first date?
She obviously said yes.
Where was your first date with your wife, Roger?
I bet she ever say no? Yeah. Is it one of those things where you had to ask like 10 times and she finally said yes?
Chloroform.
No.
She said yes right away?
Yeah, pretty much right away, you know?
Yeah, and then what was the first date? Dinner?
Yeah, it was just a dinner thing going on. Yeah.
How long have you been
DGI married? Fridays in Greenbelt?
No.
Do you remember
near
where you
there,
went?
There's Chevy's, I think it was.
Oh, Chevy's? Tex-Mex.
I used to go there. So you took her to Chevy's, and did you sit down?
It was right across the street.
Now, did you order her a drink? Did you have a drink? Did you sit down at the bar? Do you drink?
Yeah, a little bit.
What? Yeah, what do you like? What's your favorite drink?
Like margaritas and stuff.
Oh, you like margaritas?
Very nice.
Goes back to Tex-Mex.
Do you like frozen, or are you like on the rocks with salt?
There's no wrong answer. Bit. Either one works.
Yeah, a little bit of salt. Mm. You know,
a little bit of salt. Rocks.
Do you still live in Maryland? But,
yeah.
Oh.
He lives up in like past Frederick, right?
Yeah, and then Frederick.
Oh, he's up there.
So hold on. So how many dates before it became like a hot and heavy like thing, like a real thing?
Maybe about 4 or 5.
Was she upset when she was unable to unlock the car from the inside? Was she mad when that happened?
I don't know if that
happened. Was she in fear?
She wasn't a prisoner, Case.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She wasn't a prisoner.
It's a joke. It's a light-hearted joke.
Nice. And then how long did you date before you popped the question?
Oh, it was probably a good couple months or so, you know.
Only a few months?
Well, no, I knew her for like a year or two.
Yeah.
And then we were talking.
Did she say yes right away, or did she pause a little bit?
She didn't pause at all.
Really?
She's right in there.
Home run.
There you go.
Found her Prince Charming.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right,
they
so
were
I
meant
had,
for each other.
I guess so. So I had this conversation with Roger before, and I was just saying hello, normal stuff that we always do. He's such a nice guy. And then he mentioned the weather, and then I actually said to Jason, I think your weather knowledge might rival his. Like, you are so on the weather. Why don't you give us the weather forecast for today?
Well, you know, you got that wind, that front coming through.
Right.
So that's going to be cold. It's going to be windy and cold.
It's called a clipper. It's called a clipper.
It's a clipper.
Well, the clipper's going to make you freeze.
Well, which weather?
Now I know it's cold.
Which weather, like, forecaster do you like? Do you watch the local guys or do you watch the national guys?
No preference.
Just the local guy. It's fine.
Well, who? Yeah. Like who?
Oh, I don't know. I just forget which one.
You're not big on names. I feel like you're not a big name person. You're a big picture guy.
Yeah, who's the one that does weather? Tucker or something like that?
Tucker Barnes?
Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
He probably better than Cakes because he botched Tucker Barnes.
I did. What are you going to do?
What'd you call him?
Shinigi?
I called him Topper Shut.
He called him Topper.
I mean, their names start with a T.
They're both weird names.
Both have six letters.
No, but you were telling me the whole breakdown, like, it was supposed to snow, but it's not going to be cold enough, right?
Right, at this point. And then it's going to gradually drift. The temperature is going to drop during the day.
Okay.
As the wind comes through.
And then what kind of wind are we looking at today?
Like 40 mile an hour wind or something like that.
I told Bickle I was going to pay him $100 if he went out and played golf today.
Right.
And he said, no, because Roger told me it's going to be windy.
Right. It's going to blow the ball around on you.
Yeah, definitely blow the ball around.
You know, it blows it right in the hole.
You should have played by now already.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, he played yesterday. Did you play yesterday?
What did I do yesterday?
Oh, I thought you played yesterday.
Yesterday, I think I actually didn't. Oh. The day before.
Oh, okay.
I just bought a new putter yesterday. Thank you, Golf.
They're great people over there.
We actually did a swap. So what's the weather like? Could you know, like, the 7-day forecast?
I kind of know.
When's the next good day for me to play golf?
Probably
Tuesday.
I guess.
No, don't. You understand the bit?
Yeah. Sunday's warm. Saturday or Sunday. Saturday's warming up a little bit, then Sunday's warmer.
What is Sunday? Do you have a good approximate temperature for Sunday?
It's probably going to be around 50.
Right. What about the wind? Is there going to be wind?
I'm not aware of any wind.
Really? What about Tuesday?
I might rain or something. That might be.
This is too far off. You're a 3-day guy.
He's a 1 or 2 day.
No, but he nailed it because there is a chance of rain on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So there is?
Yes.
I got it. Everyone's been hyping up 64 on Tuesday.
No, it's going to be warm, but there's still a chance of rain.
Yeah. Better bring your rain gear.
If you really want to get out a little bit.
Do you know what time the rain might roll in?
Not really. I didn't nail that down yet.
You didn't nail that down yet?
No.
When do you think we'll be?
Turns out he doesn't know that much about the weather.
Yeah. I think he does.
I think he's nailing it. Hold on, Drabby, you're with me? I think he's doing pretty good.
Hey, Roger, how come in Orchard Park it was a blizzard, but in downtown Buffalo there was no snow?
Great question.
And you're from that area.
I've had that experience before where I was in Orchard Park, it was 70 degrees, but you go to downtown Buffalo and it was like 40. Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, and that was just in the springtime.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lake effect snow going on.
Right.
So you got if the wind's coming a certain direction, it's going to be snowing like crazy in one place, like maybe northern part of town, it'll snow more in the south towards Orchard Park and Hamburg. It won't be snowing as much, but then in other times it'll swap. It'll go
hamburger.
Yeah, hamburger.
It's a crazy thing. It really is.
Huh?
Yeah, because you got the
what was it? 10 inches in one area, and then zero.
It was almost 30 inches.
30 in one area, and then 10 miles away, zero.
Yeah.
Can you comprehend that?
Yeah.
You can.
He has a house there.
He lives there.
Yeah. He lived there, really.
Yeah, it was his property there.
No,
but
I
shoveled a lot of snow on that. That house, the snow will just bury everything.
Yeah.
You know, there,
yeah, right.
And I was trying to do it by hand, some of it.
That's got to be an awful place to live.
Yeah.
It's got to be awful.
Yeah. I was walking around there, and it was windy one day, and it's like so cold that you just run.
Hey, Jeffy, do you think he's overhyped his weather knowledge? I don't think so. I thought he was pretty accurate.
A little bit.
No, he has the knowledge. He has trouble just kind of delivering.
I think he has the knowledge.
I don't think he has the knowledge of Jason.
Yeah. No, he does.
Jason,
I can deliver it better.
Yeah, what's it going to be tomorrow? What's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
It's going to be cold.
Yeah? No, but I mean temperature. Give me a temperature. You're being generous.
I was gonna figure 30s, you know.
In the 30s tomorrow.
He nailed it. All right. He nailed that.
What day is today? I don't even know.
Today's Thursday.
What about Saturday? What are we looking at for Saturday?
Probably 40s.
Next Tuesday? 40s. Next Tuesday, because Jason has cited two different weathercasters given exact degrees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do you know what degree, what temperature the high could be on Tuesday?
I was going to say 45.
Oh, right. Now he's way off.
He's way off. He's a three-day guy. It's not a bad read.
Boo this man.
You just made that up. Why'd you make that up?
Well, because it was only in the 40s. Because
you're pressing him and he doesn't know.
Maybe it depends.
Can we bet on Roger real quick? So I went to a concert last night to see Mark Roberge.
Uh-huh.
What do you think the last concert he attended? He's worked in radio.
Right.
Maybe he checks
don't,
the emails.
Don't say anything.
It's probably like Frank Sinatra. I mean, you think he's seen a concert in the last 20 years?
Maybe with your wife.
Maybe
you're taking
Pink Floyd.
I bet he's taking his wife to a concert.
How about Pink Floyd?
I don't know.
You're taking your wife to like a Taylor Swift concert?
What's a concert? I'm trying to remember. Was it Eagles one or something?
The Eagles?
The Eagles?
There you go. Yeah. I love
like
that.
The Eagles back in the heyday or like the reunion tour?
It was a live show.
Yeah, Brian, what year?
Was it a reunion show? Or was it...
Was it 20 years ago, or was it...
No, it was like maybe six, seven years ago.
So they were old.
Yeah.
They were old guys.
Yeah.
One of them was dead. California.
Yeah, Glenn Fry there. Do you know who Glenn Fry is? Uh-huh. You ever heard of Smuggler's Blues?
Uh-oh. I love that song.
That's a no. He doesn't know their songs.
Right.
That one didn't.
Roger, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Speaking of concerts, we're going to give... A pair of tickets to a concert.
Thank you, buddy.
To caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to Post Malone with Jelly Roll, the big-ass stadium tour, Monday, June 2nd at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. For ticks and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller right now wins.